Kids, does anybody know the verse that was on the paper for this day? Would you like to say it? Very good. Somebody else, do you like to say it? Very good.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name
under heaven.
Under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
Very good. One, go ahead. Neither is there salvation. For there is none other. Very good. Somebody else? T. Morgan? Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Jeff. Good. Julia, did you want to say it?
Neither is there any other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Acts 4:12.
Okay. How about you? Neither?
Salvation in any other, for there is none other
name
under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
Good. How about over there? Any of you kids want to say your verse? Neither?
Neither
is there salvation? Good. Did we get everybody that wanted to say it? Okay. Neither?
Mm-hmm.
Is there salvation? Any other? There is none other name under heaven or... Very good. Anybody else would like to say it? Okay. Neither? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under given among men whereby, that's right. Thank you. So there's people out in the world that tell you this thing or tell you that thing, but God says the news to you is there is no other name. If you can look from this end to that end of this world, you won't find any other name by which you must be saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message today. So it's not complicated, is it? One name, you must be saved. Are you saved? Is everybody here saved? Oh boy. Oh, we got some time here. Let's talk about what I've got in the bag under the table here. Well, it's wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus loves you, loves each one of us. He especially loves little children. What if the Lord Jesus didn't care for little children, said, "Don't bother me with the kids, I got to talk to the big people"? Wouldn't that be sad? He took little children up in his arms and he blessed them. And he said, "Let the little kids come to me. I like that." You know why he liked that? I wonder if anybody can guess why the Lord liked little children especially. Anybody like to guess that one?
What do you? Because he was so careful and he cared for little children.
Oh, he cared for little children. That's right. He was going to give himself on the cross, wasn't he? To save little children. Little children that never heard the name of Jesus. He made a way so they could be safe. That's sweet. You're attracted to a man like that. Well, let's see here. The love of God. We can't say enough about that. Well, I have something to show you. What do you see there? This is a little fella we're going to use to illustrate something. You see this guy? Does he look pretty happy? See that guy? Let's call him Billy, shall we? What would you say about Billy? Does he look like an all right guy? His clothes are okay, aren't they? Well, so what more do you need? Do you think everything seems fine? Is he smiling? Well, yeah. We can smile sometimes and fool people into thinking everything's all right in here, right? How about this guy? Can you see in his heart? Can we see in his heart? I want to read you a verse about hearts. 1 Samuel 16:7. I'll just read it to you. "The Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance," you know, the clothes, the face, the shoes, "but the Lord looks on the heart." Oh, so what you see right here, that's not the whole story, is it? The Lord can look, where did it say?
Into your heart.
What does he see when he looks into your heart and my heart? That's the truth of it. For all have sinned, right? So we all have this problem about sin, don't we? But what are we going to do about this matter of sin? This little guy, Billy, he looks okay on the outside, doesn't he? So what if we just, for this illustration, say maybe the Lord will help us to see inside of Billy's heart to see if everything's okay in there. So let's just have a look. Uh-oh. See that? What does Billy need? Jeff? He needs salvation. Well, if Billy was a real person and it was your job to tell him about salvation, what might you say to Billy? I'm looking for anything you might think of, a verse or a song. What would be a good thing to tell Billy?
Psalm 36:2.
Quote it, would you?
"For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life."
Yeah, and never perish, right? That would be an excellent verse to tell Billy. Girls, do you have any idea, another verse in mind that we might tell Billy? I'm thinking of a song that we sing. What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So Billy looks like he needs something to cleanse his black heart, make it clean. And it's the blood of Jesus that does that, isn't it? That would be an excellent thing to tell Billy about. The blood of Jesus Christ, his God's Son, cleanseth us from all sins. So we can ask this question again. What does God see in our hearts? We sort of got a little picture into Billy's heart, and it's not good, is it? Not good in there. So if Billy would hear these words that you said, and he was a real person, and maybe the Spirit of God would work in Billy's heart, and might say, Billy, you know that what those kids are telling you is true. You need to be saved. And maybe he would start saying, oh, I know. God says I'm a sinner, and I'm convinced of it. I know I am. And I should accept the offer of salvation from the Lord Jesus. And what would Billy have to believe? You remember in Acts 16 where that man says, what must I do to be saved? He was in real earnest. And then the man answered him, what did he say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, what do you think he really needed to believe? When it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, what would you say, Jeff?
That he died.
Okay, that he died. That's a very important thing. What else about, would you say? That he rose again. And can anybody think of another thing that would be nice to believe about him? What would you...
Him.
To know him. Wonderful. What were you going to say, Amanda? Go ahead, Jeff.
That he was sent to wash away our sins.
That's right. He is sent from where?
Heaven.
From heaven. So he came from heaven. Whose son was he, Morgan? God's son. So that's a good thing to believe. That's an important thing. So he's God's son. He's sent down here to suffer and to die for sinners. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners if we're honest. So he came just for us to meet us in our need. And he was put on the cross. And what happened on the cross? What did he do?
He got nailed.
Yes. And what else, Amanda?
He died.
He died. Before he died, what did he do? The punishment for what?
Sin.
Oh, so sin has to be punished. Is that right? And so these naughty sins, those naughty sins, they all had to be answered for. In other words, a payment had to be made. And the payment was you take a holy sacrifice or a victim that had never sinned, and that's Jesus, and he becomes the one who takes your place, takes my place. So when God looks down, he says to his son on the cross, he says, look at all those children, all those men and women. They're sinners. They need to have their sins taken away. This was in the plan, God's plan. I'll take all those sins. I'll put them on the Lord Jesus. And then I will punish the Lord Jesus for each and every one of those sins till the punishment is all gone. Then what did the Lord do after that punishment? Yep, but before he rose, he was put in the grave, wasn't he? And before that, what actually happened? What did the soldier do?
He pierced
his side. And why did he do that? Did he love the Lord?
No.
No. And what value did that do? Have?
Nothing.
From his point of view, he was angry. He was just being mean to the Lord, right? But from God's point of view, what was the value of the shedding of the blood? Morgan, do you know? Why did he shed his blood?
To
to save us?
Yeah, because it's the precious blood of Christ that washes our sins away. And it's a witness to the fact that He died. Jesus died under that punishment. So now, what you'd already told us, He was buried. He rose again the third day. And where is He right now? You tell me.
In the Lord Jesus, heaven.
He's in heaven. And what's He doing up there? What's the Lord doing up in heaven right now?
Watching.
He's watching. He's looking down right now. He's looking in your heart and your heart and your heart and your heart. And He's knowing. He can see just plain as day. Is that heart clean or is it not clean? Do you want your heart clean? You know how to get it. We've talked about it, haven't we? It's not hard. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I want to be saved. I know You can do it. You died for me. So, what do we do then to give this man a clean heart? Does that look better? Now look at Billy. There we go. He's got those sins washed away. Clean in the precious blood of Christ. And that old evil face is gone. All those black sins, they are gone. When a person gets a new life in Christ and he's clean every whit, can he ever be lost and go to hell in the end? Is it possible? Can he ever go to hell once he's been cleaned by the precious blood of Christ? Nope, can't never do it. What happens if he slips and says a naughty word sometime? He really didn't mean to. That's right. 1 John, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So if something happens and Billy, maybe he used to be kind of a bully. Maybe he socked somebody and that wasn't nice. And he realized that. And he said, I'm sorry, Lord Jesus. I didn't behave like a Christian. Lord Jesus takes care of that sin. They're gone. You'll never have to answer to God for that. Because the Lord Jesus died for that one. And every other one he might commit. Right? So that's a wonderful thing. Once you have had your heart cleansed by the precious blood of Christ, you don't never have to worry about ever spending eternity in the lake of fire. Now I want to talk just for a minute about a difficult verse. And it may be troubling to some of the older young people. And turn to Galatians chapter 2, would you please? Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20, Galatians 2:20. I'll read this verse to you kids, and you might say, oh, that's pretty hard. I don't quite understand that. We'll talk about it a little bit. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Does that seem a little bit confusing? Let's put Billy's face back on him here. Let's say now that Billy is a Christian. We've seen his clean heart, right? What we haven't talked about is this question about our the new you and the old you. Okay. Do you think since these two guys, now that Billy is the Lord's, do you think they get along very good together, this one and this one, because they live in this same body here. But do you think they are always in agreement and they get along like they're friends, this guy and this guy? Do you think? No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, they're quarreling all the time. This one, he's their new life given to us from God. He cannot do any wrong whatever. He couldn't even do if he tried, but he wouldn't try. But the point is that this one never does anything wrong, and he can't do anything wrong. This one, he cannot do anything right. Even if he tried, he couldn't do anything right. He can only do wrong. This one only does right. And the Christian has both of them at the same moment living inside. That is a problem if we let this man have his way. If you let him come first and then, you know, you can see that he's misbehaving. This man, though, he is responsible to let this man run his life for him, not this man. This is our old nature. This is the new life we have in Christ. So that's a problem that young people might have. They might say, well, I know I'm a Christian. I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus. And I found out that I was thinking some wrong thoughts the other day. And it bothers me because I know I shouldn't do that. And so how do I deal with this situation? I feel like it's a battle going on inside of me between my new man and my old man. So what is this verse we just got done reading? In Galatians 2:20 it says, I am crucified with Christ. Oh, so this is the thing. We have to learn how to deal with these two inside us. We have to learn what to do with them. This is a precious life we have from the Lord Jesus. We want to hang on to that, and we want to let him control every day everything we think and say. We do not want this one to take and run my life. That would be no good, right? But this one, and we need to put this one somewhere. I just read it. Where do we put him? It says, I am crucified with Christ. If you say, for the moment, I'm speaking as though I'm this man, you say, I, that's this I, am crucified with Christ. How do we do that? It says, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Or you think about it, you say, okay, I'm going to think about it. I tend to do this certain naughty thing. Now, why is it that I do that? Because this guy still lives in me. My heart has been washed clean. I know that. But this fight goes on, right? So I have to deal with this. This is a problem. And we have to think about it. Since I am crucified with Christ. Let's say, how do we do that? Here's a little stand. What have I got here? What is this? A cross. What do you do to put somebody on a cross? So we've got to think about our old man. And we've got to say, I've got to keep him in a place of death. Does this look like a place of death? Is that what we need to do with our old man? Think about it that way. Whenever you think, I wish I could do this naughty thing. Will anybody be watching? Will anybody see me if I do a naughty thing? Yeah, they will. Even if mom and dad might not, the Lord does see. So the secret is, think about, this old man is trying to make me do that. I'm responsible not to let him do it. But here's how I have to think about him. Right there on the cross, put to death, put him out of business, so he can't get me to do those things that I would like to do. Let this man run your life. So let's read that verse one more time. I am crucified with Christ. That's this I right here. Nevertheless, I live. This man here in the body, he says, yeah, I'm alive. I'm not dead. Here, I'm walking around. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I. It's not me, the flesh and bones, the I. But what? But Christ liveth in me. So Christ is connected with this man. And so he's in your heart, right? When you're a Christian? All right. So I'm living by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm living in the new man. See how that helps? And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's sing another song while we're waiting here. Who has another choice? Jamin? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.